Morning, darling. You're finally awake. Did you sleep well? Slept in quite a bit. That's good. What time is it? It's about 9:30. Wait, you're kicking me out of bed? I love you, that's why I'm still here. But okay, fine, I see how it is. I'll get out. Hey, let go of me. Come on. I'm mad at you. You just kicked me out of bed. No, no, stop cuddling me. Get off me. Get off me. You can't be that mean to me and then expect me to let you do this. Maybe you could. I'd love to see you try. Still don't forgive you. No amount of neck kisses will help. Fine, I forgive you. Your arms are way too comfortable. Yeah, the paper can wait. You're more important. Yeah, I was watching you sleep for a bit. It's not creepy. It's not creepy at all. For a relationship, it's fine. You look so peaceful. I love watching you. How long have I been up? I don't know, about 2 hours? 3 hours, maybe? Hey, I wasn't wasting time. No, I wasn't. Just... How is this wasting time? This is exactly where I need to be, always. Everything else is a waste of time. Okay, maybe it's not, but... This can never be considered wasting time. And even if it is, it's a good wasting. It's wasting I'm willing to do. Yeah, I'm almost done with the paper. I don't want to talk about school right now. Let's talk about what you want for breakfast. No, of course I'm gonna cook for you. I'm gonna cook something for you. Can't have cereal every day. And it's Saturday morning. You definitely can't have cereal today. Yeah, I know you love cereal, but some stuff you like more. It's special. Saturdays are special. Saturdays and Sundays. You can have cereal the rest of the week, it's fine. But these 2 days are mine. And sometimes yours. So, what is it you want? I know you've been craving something lately. You must have. Cinnamon French toast. Sounds amazing. I'll make you just that. Perfect. Just a little while longer, okay? It's too cold. The toast will warm us up, you're right. Gosh, I love you so much. Love when I'm with you, that Nothing else matters. Everything just washes away. I'm not even thinking about that paper. Or that I've got exams coming up. That I'm super behind. I've got 2 more papers to write. Doesn't matter. That stuff will sort itself out. Feel calm when I'm with you. And calm is something I don't have often. Only when I'm with you. The other times it's just panic. Yeah, maybe you could stay with me while I'm writing my papers, but then I won't get any work done, would I? I'd be distracted by you, even if you're not doing anything. Just having you near me is enough to distract me. I love kissing you. I'm never gonna stop. No, let me cook today. I want to cook. It's good procrastination. It's my time. You don't have to today. You get a day off. Okay, fine, you can cook. Don't leave me just yet. Okay, you're right, it's 9:30. We should probably have breakfast by now. Okay, I'm just gonna stay here. You can go to the kitchen. Go on. Hurry on. I told you I didn't waste my time. I've been up for 2 hours. You know how I get after about 30 minutes of laying down and not moving. Yeah, I finished making them and then I just hopped back in bed. And then you woke up. Yeah, I finished my paper too. 2 hours is a lot of time. Not when you're sleeping, it definitely isn't, but when you're awake without distractions, you can get quite a bit done. Now I've got the whole day free with you. Now get back in bed, we'll eat our breakfast, and then waste time together. How did I know? I love you. Of course I know your favorite breakfast is cinnamon French toast. And I can always tell when you want them. Yeah, it's always, but like, there's specific times that you would die if you didn't have them. At least it feels that way. I don't make them as well as you do. Haven't had as much practice as you have, but hopefully it's getting better. Take a bite. Let me know. Actually, don't. I'm scared. How is it? Good. No, I haven't eaten yet. I was waiting for you. And eating kind of decreases productivity. No, I don't have to be productive anymore, so just come on. We'll eat. And then we'll play. Then we'll plan how to waste the rest of the day. don't have anything to do. Anything else, at least. Oh, well, do have a lot to do, but it can wait. The important thing's over. And breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I'm doing the most important thing right now. Actually, you're the most important thing. Yeah, I know I've been awake for 2 hours, but I still am talking as if, like, I just woke up. Yep, I'm stumbling on words, having no idea what I'm saying. Think I still got the morning voice going. Yeah, I am a strange person. I'm glad you like the toast. I put in a secret ingredient today. Something extra. Oh, I can't tell you that, can I? Then it won't be a secret. you'll figure it out. A good cook like you, you've got amazing taste buds. I bet you can guess. I'm not gonna tell you for right and wrong, but I know you'll be able to guess the correct one. Still needs to stay a secret. Your recipe is amazing. I need to have something that ups it a little. Well, it doesn't up it, but I need to up my recipe, and this does. When we have kids, we'll have a cinnamon French toast off. They can decide whose they like better. Oh, you're right. We could combine recipes and make a super awesome, amazing, delicious combo cinnamon French toast. Yeah, that's an awful name. We'll figure out a better one if that happens, that is. See, you really do like it. I'm glad, darling. I was worried. I mean, the addition of the secret ingredient could have gone either way. Glad it went the good way. Oh, I'll need to remember that for next time. You know me, I get stuck in habits and I don't know what kept me awake today enough to think to put it in, but next time, I'll probably forget. it'll take a while. So what do you want to do today? Watch some Netflix. No, I'm not gonna make you watch, like, a cheesy rom-com. We're living the rom-com. You can pick whatever you like. Alright, today is the game. Yeah, of course we can watch that. That's what I want to watch. That'd be perfect. Ooh, and I can make some snacks. Oh, yes, we're having pizza for lunch. I'm making pizza. Yeah, I know we can just order it, but it's more fun making it, isn't it? Or are you trying to tell me something? I know I'm an awful cook, but I thought my pizza wasn't that bad. I know. It's okay. I'm kidding. Oh, you done there? Okay, now come back, cuddle me. Can't believe you tried to kick me out of bed. That was very rude of you. Oh. Yeah, I know, you're just looking out for me. You know how stressed I get and need to decrease the stress. Worked well. Took some initiative today for once. Love you. You should have given me a warning before you asked me out. You should have told me that your kisses were addictive. Now, like, if I don't get a kiss, I just feel like something's wrong. I need the kisses. No, stop. That tickles. Oh gosh. That wasn't an invitation for you to smother me. Knew you were gonna do that, so I need to get you back, and I kind of already did. Knew you were gonna do that, so I kind of poisoned the toast. What do you think? I haven't eaten yet. All right, that doesn't work. I ate with you. Oh. Damn it. It's a perfect murder suicide. There we go. That's the excuse. I know, just forgive me. My bad jokes don't work as much. Well, my bad jokes get even worse just when I've woken up. I know, I haven't just woken up, you don't need to remind me. Come on, leave me alone. See, even after all this time, I can't think straight when I'm around you. I mean, the proof is in my paper. I mean, I wasn't near you when I wrote that, and it's perfect. Probably not perfect, but it's perfect. I mean, my morning brain is fine when I'm not with you, but it amplifies when I'm with you. That's probably because I know you'll always understand what I'm saying, even if I'm talking nonsense. Oh, my back and shoulders starting to hurt again. Your fault for dating an old lady. If I'm like this at 20, imagine what I'm gonna be like at 60. You're fine, I can suffer through the pain for a little bit. For you. It doesn't hurt as much when you're around. Keep me distracted. No, I'm sorry, I have to get up. What if my shoulder, like, stops working? How am I gonna live without one arm? Without the function of one arm? I mean, you can be my second arm, but, like, you can't always be there. Okay, no, you're right. I know you're always gonna be here, no matter what. You've proven that time and time again. But we should get up. I mean, it's almost 10 o'clock now. That's just, we're adults. We shouldn't be sleeping in this much. Oh, it's like we're teenagers again, isn't it? Yep, we need to get up. Come on, up. Quick, hurry. Yeah, I want to cuddle with you too. Hey, I said we need to get up, not stop cuddling. We can cuddle on the couch. We just can't lay down anymore. We can recline, but not. We need to get up out of bed. It's called loopholes. This way we will feel like we're actually doing something. I love you too.